minute you're feeling good about yourself, just remember, it's an election year. This uplifting message is brought to you by Rad Radio.
What are you doing, Kyle?
All the buttons are just going whack on me.
Oh. None of that makes any sense if you're not watching Rad TV at members.radradio.com.
Just go away.
As Kyle learns on the fly here.
Hit the national anthem button again.
Yeah, it's gone.
Oh, it's gone now.
Page. Oh, there it is. Jesus. Sorry.
We got a few emails, RAD at radradio.com. That didn't need an apology. Mine does. I'm sorry that I referenced the Mike Tyson versus person last name Paul guy. I was just trying to make a point. This is how dead boxing is for those of us of a certain age. It's still hard to believe that it was what it was once and now it's gone. And now the biggest thing in boxing is everybody's talking about a fight 2.5 months from now because it involves a guy named Tyson, Mike Tyson. And nobody cared about the Alvarez fight over the weekend, which is where we had the mariachi band playing the national anthem. I'm so sorry I brought it up. I'm sorry. Because it led to all of this gobbledygook over the Logan the versus Jake Paul brothers. This is my fault for opening the can of worms. There's a reason we haven't talked about it. It's 2.5 months away.
Yeah.
Who cares? You can buy pay-per-view unless you're going. I don't want but.
So hold on to your gobbledygook.
Here's a few emails just to try to clarify things. Eric will be the last emailer on this with the subject line of the F word all spelled out with exclamation points. But he's got it right. I cede to him. He's right. Here's some other emails that came in. This thing, meaning the fight, is going to be over fairly quickly, as there have been quite a few clips of Mike Tyson training for this fight, and goddamn, he still has that power that will have you blank your pants if you get smacked with one of his punches.
Damn.
Nick says if you go on Mike Tyson's Instagram, you will see that he has posted multiple training videos. His age is here relevant. He still has the speed, and he is, as Rob said, still a psycho.
Absolutely.
That's what gets him to be able to do what he does. He's a psycho.
Chris says when you get free time, watch Mike Tyson training at 57. It's scary how bad he will beat Jake. Rhodes wrote in and said, you're mixing them up. Logan is a WWE and boxed Mayweather. Jake is the brother who's 27 boxing Tyson. Logan's 29.
Oh.
And Jake has boxed losers. Okay. Josh wrote in and said, Logan Paul, WWE champion. Again, that's the older brother, not the one Tyson's fighting.
Got it.
Okay.
Jake Paul is the younger brother that actually boxes and wins matches, but he wins them against losers, according to the previous email. Okay.
So he's dead.
Now.
yes.
Enjoy your life while you have one. Logan? Jake is the one. All right. Eric wrote in with the subject line of the F word exclamation points. He says, oh, my God, you guys are driving me crazy. Again, apologies. This is on me, Eric. Brought it up. Hadn't researched it. No reason to. Apologies. Logan Paul is the older brother who is the WWE champion. Ever got that?
Got
yes.
it.
Yes.
Jake Paul is the younger brother. He has had many boxing matches, mostly against retired UFC fighters, picking on the elderly, right?
Mm. Yep.
He lost his only fight when he fought an actual boxer. Jake is fighting Tyson.
Oh, Jake.
He was also a Disney Channel star about 10 years ago. Are we all caught up now? Jeesh. Yes, we're all caught up. I'm going to forget all of this, I'm sure, by 5 minutes from now.
I'm not
going
to forget Jake because this is a very obscure reference, and I'm not even sure it'll show up on Google.
Hold on. Don't
tell me. You know what I'm going to do, right?
You're not okay, really. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Feed Jake.
I knew it.
Yep.
Country song about a dog. Is that the Little River Band? Who was that?
Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
Duh.
So sorry.
No, where are they? I don't even know. Like, that's what I'm saying. You could Google. I'm not even sure it'll show up.
Going back to things that are somewhat relevant, we have some food news.
Ooh. Food brings the people together.
I knew it.
Both in good times and in bad weather.
Is it food for Jake?
Sharing a meal, sharing a laugh.
He's going to eat out of a straw after that fight.
It's a simple pleasure we all have.
Boom, boom, boom.
Food, our glorious food, it nourishes my soul and mood. We're now serving food news.
He'll stop picking on the elderly.
Well, he'll stop everything after Tyson beats him. And somebody, I guess it's not even on pay-per-view, it's on Netflix. Okay, good. There you go. All right, food news is news about food.
Yum.
We've reported nothing accurate about the Mike Tyson fight this July. Congratulations to us. Okay. You're gonna hear this first sentence and you go, hey, speaking of the elderly, Rob, you're doing food news. What does this sentence have to do with food news? Could you just hang on a second, jerks? After a lengthy pandemic, we all know just how important healthcare workers really are.
What does that have to do with food?
Thank you.
Yeah, come on.
It is National Nurses Week starting today.
Hello. Woot, woot, we love you.
Nurse. And getting to the food angle, Chipotle wants healthcare workers to know they haven't forgotten all of their efforts. The chain announced it's recognizing the healthcare community by giving away 100,000 free burrito e-cards, which equates to more than $1 million in free food. There's all sorts of ways you can enter. Now, sweet, but not.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
What are you doing, Chipotle? What, you're honing in on National Nurses Week by giving all of the healthcare community a chance at free food.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, if I'm a nurse, I'm like, whoa.
Oh, I didn't catch
there's
that.
There's
got to
be a healthcare week of something.
This is just for nurses.
Yeah. Proctologists are just getting random free burritos.
Right. That rich.
Keeping them in business.
That rich anesthetist. He's going to be the one that gets the Chipotle.
That the nurse cares for his patients.
And probably him, too.
Yeah. There should be like a little outlier. Like the nurses get like a supreme burrito, where if you're a healthcare worker, you get like the basic version.
Yeah, there should be no inclusion at all.
No. It should just be nurses.
It's nurses. If they're going to celebrate on Nurses Week, then you just only nurses.
I still remember my surgical nurse. I forgot her name, but I remember her.
Wow.
I feel bad. She was amazing, and she came in and spent so much time with me, like before and after, and I'm like, I was under, but I bet she was running the show and got zero credit, and here's Chipotle still not giving her credit.
That was a bit of a stretch, but okay. next up, Taco Bell, as they continue to... Now, yes, I know, I get it. Look, I'm the first on this list, but, I mean, Taco Bell is what it is. There's a lot of people that, oh, they've never served Mexican food. No, that's true. They haven't. They serve American Mexican food.
And it's delicious.
Yeah, it is.
So, they're because the headline is they're getting further and further away from Mexican food. Oh, they never were.
Boo-hoo.
We got it. Yeah, good. Good for you. Because, you know, they're doing the fries thing, which are delicious.
They're good.
Okay?
Yeah, they are.
Well, now, they are testing crispy chicken nuggets this month.
Why not?
Okay.
Their nacho fries have been so popular, they say that nuggets are the next logical step. Again, testing them. We don't know if it'll be a thing.
Listen, they're trying for, right? I feel like each place is trying to be your one-stop shop. Like, you don't have to go to Taco Bell plus Baka 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 when you have all these people in your car.
Right, you have a pain in the ass in the car. The entire car wants Taco Bell. Can't you find something? I want chicken nuggets.
Well, here you go.
Can we go to Wendy's or McDonald's? We're in the middle of nowhere. This is the only restaurant. I want chicken nuggets.
And this might be controversial, but I've only tried their fries twice. But I think they've won the game in fries.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, their fries are superior even to McDonald's.
I wouldn't make them my daily go-to fry. That would still be McDonald's, and Wendy's has really gotten into the game with this new version of their fries.
I've had them since high school.
For me, they're like neck and neck.
Mm-hmm.
But I would grow tired. Because KFC, somebody wrote a few weeks ago about the new KFC fries, which are delicious.
Oh, really?
And Brandon's still reeling from they got rid of his steak fries or whatever.
I want the potato wedges.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Taco Bell wouldn't be my day. Either way, they're delicious. Okay, they're wonderful.
They are.
Yes,
but they wouldn't be my go-to fry. Either way. By the way, I don't want to hear about how they tried chicken before. I know, Taco Bell tried something called naked chicken chips 7 years ago.
Well, that's why it was naked.
They were triangular chicken nuggets that you dipped in nacho cheese. They got discontinued. Nobody wanted that.
People want their chicken fried if they're going to fast food. Mm-hmm.
So, Taco Bell, they are trying a little bit in their crispy chicken nuggets, a little bit of Mexican flair. They are infused with a jalapeno buttermilk marinade.
Okay.
Marinade. Oh, is that a fancy way of saying marinade?
It's the French way of saying it.
Okay. Making sure.
And they are coated in crushed up tortilla bits.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
They come with one of two sauces, a new quote unquote bell sauce.
Oh.
Which they're not telling us what that is.
I'm intrigued.
Perhaps they're bringing back Kyle's beloved
lava sauce?
Under a new name.
Oh, I hope
so. It's bell sauce.
Bell sauce.
Why haven't they had a bell sauce already? They are Taco Bell.
They're all sitting around doing that thing of. Well, it's kind of like the reaction we had when after, I don't know, 10 years, somebody emailed us and said, why don't you call them Radvertisers?
Yes!
Oh, we just hadn't thought of that. We never sat around a big table, I guess. So there's the bell sauce or there's the jalapeno honey mustard.
I love it.
No word on if they will ever go national. They're being tested this month in Houston. So, that would be the only reason to ever visit Houston.
We have a problem.
I love Houston.
It is a terrible, terrible place.
It's not. Some of it's being flooded right now. But other than that, it's great.
Oh, wow. I'm going to bring it down.
By the way, did you know, speaking of that, since Dawn's depressing you, the number one most prone to flooding city in America is Houston.
Didn't know.
More than any other
Really?
Major metropolitan.
I'm telling you, some of the most beautiful property, because, you know, I love me a ranch or farm. I saw in that part of the country in Texas, and it's like, it's all the flood zone. I'm like, oh, maybe this is why it's so green. All the flooding.
By the way, I have confirmed the validity of this email from TJ.
Hey, TJ.
Who wrote in and said, Dawn is always going to remember that the Paul brother that is fighting and dying at the hands of Mike Tyson later this month, his first name is?
Jake.
Right, because of the country music song of the late 80s called Feed Jake. And I think I said, was that, who did I say it was?
Oh, I forgot who you said.
Mississippi, nope.
Oh, I don't remember who you said because I got just
nitty gritty something bad.
Did I say nitty gritty?
Don said nitty gritty.
Okay. I said nitty gritty dirt band.
Right, and I forget who I said. It wasn't Rascal Flatts, but it was
Georgia Line.
Were we both wrong?
Garth Brooks.
Yeah, Anthony wrote in and said, damn it, Don, it was done by Pirates of the Mississippi. Not all country songs were the nitty gritty dirt band. True. It was.
What? Pirates. They were Pirates of the Mississippi sung
yes.
that?
Yes.
What the hell happened to them? I totally forgot about that.
Same thing that happened to the nitty gritty dirt band. They're all Don. They're all dead. That's it. Your day's over.
It's a better name, though.
Which one?
Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
Oh, totes.
That's way better.
It is.
If you think country, you're thinking Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, not Pirates of the Mississippi.
No.
Hell. Weird. I'm not even sure I liked any of their songs. I mean,
Other than Feed Jake?
I don't know that I even liked that song.
It's a terrible song.
I just remember it. Wasn't it sad?
Yes, it's about a dying dog.
Right, so I don't think I liked it. I just remember it to remember this Jake guy's name who fights.
It is National Nurses Week, as we reported in the beginning of the food news segment, and Chipotle is giving away $1 million worth of free food to healthcare workers.
Yeah, that's I almost cussed. That's just beat you know what.
We have one of our nurses. We have many that listen. Erin wrote in. She always signs it with the RN next to it. She's been writing for years. She says, medical assistants everywhere in scrubs calling themselves a nurse getting unearned burritos is atrocious.
It is!
Stolen valor.
Exactly. There's a name for that. And you guys should all stand outside Chipotle and wag your finger at them. McDonald's has confirmed it is coming up with a bigger burger that is meant to crush anyone wanting Burger King's Whopper. See, this doesn't work for me because of this. The Whopper isn't about, for me, the size. It's about that one time a year where you crave the flavor of the, quote, flame grilling.
Yeah, absolutely. That's it. Right.
I don't care that you come up with something bigger than the Whopper if it's still cooked the same way. I'm not going to get it for that. I'm going to get it because I'm craving an enormous amount of McDonald's-flavored beef.
Mm-hmm.
Cooked in that style. Whatever. The new supersized burger will be tested in select restaurants in the U.S. and worldwide later this year. It will be a totally new burger. It won't be a change to any of existing burgers. That's all they're telling us. And it will be much bigger than the Whopper. It's literally like a tease to a tease.
I'm confused. Who's doing this? McDonald's or Burger King?
McDonald's is doing it, but they're saying, like, in their stockholder calls and their CEOs saying, and they're getting free press from stupid shows like ours by saying, we're going after the Whopper. It's like, I don't care. It's going to be bigger. You can go anywhere and get something bigger than the Whopper. Every town has a bunch of burger joints where if you want something big, you just want to get, like, puke. Puke adjacent by eating a bunch of burger, you can do that.
So, did they say whether they're going to make like the beef patty bigger or the actual sandwich stacked higher? Because like you can do like the Big Mac with two patties or something and double Big Mac.
Right. Well, again, they do say it has nothing to do with any of their existing burgers.
Oh, okay. So it's all new.
So it's all new. But I don't know. Yes, they do say there's more beef. I don't know how they're going to do it exactly.
So the quarter pounder is the exact same size as a Whopper. So they're just
pre-cooking,
right? Okay. Yeah. So because it's 4 ounces is equal to the Whopper, the quarter pounder, same thing. So they're just making the bigger patty. It's all they're going for, right?
Yeah. Yes, that's how I understand it. I threw it away. Did I throw it away? Oh no, I didn't. Here we go. Let's see. That's calories. Nobody cares about that.
Right. Gosh. You're going to fast food and
again,
you're counting calories.
Like I said, it's a tease to a tease.
Yeah.
It's just going to be more beef some way.
Oh, no, I see this working out because when you go to McDonald's, I don't know if this is for everyone, but I often feel like their burgers are on the smaller side. Even like the quarter pounder with cheese, it kind of feels like a small burger, even though it comes in a box. It doesn't really feel like it's that big. What? Like Burger King's Whoppers do feel like they fit bigger in your hand. Or Carl's Jr., they feel big too.
I see what you're saying. So the surface area is larger than for like a Whopper than a McDonald's burger. So they're just wider burgers.
The bun's bigger and the
patty's
bigger.
Yeah, so everything is just bigger. So a McDonald's burger is more compact.
It's more like In-N-Out.
Yeah.
Compact,
small. Yeah, so it's smaller, round. Yeah.
Okay.
And who knows what this big burger will be because they aren't telling us anything.
Oh, I'm confused.
Another email clarification on Feed Jake. A country, an obscure country song.
Of a the sad ladies. Obscure country
okay, but
song.
Now I'm wrong, and oh. I will own it. I'm thrilled to be wrong about Feed Jake.
Oh.
So Dawn had the group wrong. It's Pirates of the Mississippi.
Nah.
Bradley has corrected me that it's not about the dog dying. It's about who will feed Jake, my dog, who's a good dog. So I'm saying it's about it. I didn't say it was a bad dog. I said the dog was dying. The dog's not dying. The dog's going to die because no one will feed Jake.
It's
because,
so sad.
Because the person is dying. So who's going to feed Jake when I die? So that's how. So I always took it and extrapolated it to Jake's going to die because nobody's going to feed this mangy muddier.
So Jake isn't actually emaciated in the song. It's like the singer is like planning ahead. Yeah. Like, oh, who's going to feed Jake right. when I'm gone?
Because I'm dying.
Jake can be let outside and he can go hunt and defend for himself. Right. He'll be okay. He's a dog.
Right. He'll be dead because he's domesticated.
He'll fight squirrels and cats to eat.
And there's wolves and coyotes that will eat him. Yeah. And he won't know how to defend himself.
Oh, he'll have to learn to hide real quick.
Not just a dog. He's your family.
That dude's dead. Oh. What does he care? That's the whole point of the song, I guess, according to Bradley. I don't know.
Either way, it was a sad song. And it was slow as well?
Like almost every other country song ever. Yes, it was. Yes, unlike there are very upbeat, very sad country songs. But yes, Feed Jake was quite slow as well. Back to food news.
Oh, man.
Dunkin' Donuts' new summer menu is out. It's available at locations nationwide. They have a brand new seasonal menu, including two coffees that pay homage to its sprinkle top donut. So if you ever thought, I want coffee that tastes like a sprinkle top donut.
Yes.
Boom. There is the blueberry donut iced coffee and the vanilla frosted donut signature latte, both of which are blessed with a donut swirl meant to be added to coffee and espresso beverages. And it brims with blueberry flavors for the blueberry one, alongside
blueberry
notes
coffee.
Of pastry and sweet donut sugar. Jeez. Then there's the other one, the vanilla frosted donut
there
signature latte, yep. which combines espresso, not expresso, yet. Invalids, that's wrong.
You
illiterates. Close enough. The latter combines espresso with flavors of vanilla frosting and sweet pastries. It's topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and, of course, both with sprinkles.
Okay, a hit with the vanilla, a huge miss with blueberry.
Yeah.
That's what was missing from my coffee, was blueberry flavor. What the holy hell? You can't even... There is nowhere on the planet I have been where you've said, can you add some blueberry syrup instead of vanilla syrup to my coffee?
Well, if it's never happened where Dawn's been on the planet, which is nowhere outside of America...
I've been to Canada,
then,
Mexico!
Sorry, North America. Then certainly it isn't popular.
See, I don't work for Dunkin' Donuts or nothing, but I assume they have like a board meeting where they test all these things out and they come with the little papers. They're like, I know the blueberry sounds weird, but we tested it and it's actually really, really good.
So amazingly, Kyle, that is, I don't have personal firsthand knowledge of how Dunkin' does it, but that is how most major corporations do it, yes.
And it was psychos, let out of the psycho war.
Now, if that's true, the marketing director is responsible for, first of all, clarifying. Clarifying that and then stating it so that the board can vote on it with transparency.
Oh my God.
It does remind me, we were talking earlier about rude people in grocery stores, and this didn't bother me. I remember noticing it. There was a guy who was, because we were talking about how they talk out loud or they whistle too loudly, things like that. There was this guy in the soda, the sparkling soda. You know, everybody's a sparkling soda now. They're all probiotic sodas and flavors and all that. There's this guy, he's reading out loud as he's texting back and forth with, I don't know, his wife, his daughter, I can't tell. But I'm the only other guy in the aisle, and I'm like, does this guy want my help? Because I'm not going to help him. I don't know what he's looking at. I've never seen these sodas. I'm just trying to get what I want.
Yeah.
And he's like, blueberries. Where's blueberry? I don't see. And he's looking at like one of the brands that's next to what I want, which is the poppy stuff. Is that what it is now?
Yeah, P-O-P-P-I. That's one you like. Yeah.
But there's all of them. And they all look the same. And he's like, Le Creux,
LaCroix,
the Boublés. And he just keeps saying, and he's typing, and he's saying, blueberry. I don't say blueberry. He's like, really? I'm like, dude, you're not on the phone. I'm walking away.
Yeah,
I'm not going to help you. God damn it.
Yeah, he's probably nervous. And wanting you to help point out where the soda was if you saw it by chance.
Here's an idea. We're literally 5 feet from the checker stand. Go ask one of them.
Yeah, and honestly, the sparkling sodas and waters, they do throw you off with their names. Because with the one that throws me off all the time, and it makes me laugh just because the word's funny, it was LaCroix's grapefruit flavors called Pomplemousse.
What?
pamplemousse.
But I wouldn't think of grapefruit.
Exactly.
No, not at all.
I'm thinking pomegranate right away.
Well, isn't that the French saying for a grapefruit is pamplemousse or whatever language LaCroix is?
It probably is, Kyle, but I don't know French.
I'm sorry, that's terrible marketing in America.
Yeah, but it's just funny to me to say pamplemousse.
You're reminded.
By the way, I don't know, you'll notice the French pronunciation because I got a D in that class, which has been the theme of today.
You said maybe that guy wanted jail, but you were going to help him, which you reminded me. I feel sorry for this guy. So I was in a store shopping, and this man, he comes over to me, and then I notice after me, he's going to several people, and I'm just like, oh, God. Because he looks very creepy, like he drives a van. Okay?
Oh.
But he's probably this nice person. But he's, so he already looks creepy that he drives a van.
Have a nice
and
day.
And then he asked me, he's like, do you know where to find the girl dolls? And I'm like,
what?
Oh, my God.
Well, wait, are you sure it wasn't, hey, mate, hey, do you know where to find the girl dolls? Girl dolls.
You know where I can find the girl?
I mean, doll. Dolls of girls?
Yeah,
dolls
like to get
for
a little
girls?
Girl. Yeah, oh, okay. Exactly. And I'm sure he's this sweet whatever, grandpa, something, right, that just wants to for a gift or something. But I'm just like,
I need a new head for
dude,
one of mine out in the van.
Someone's going to call on you.
Just call
right?
me Santa.
By the way, that someone was named Dawn who placed the call immediately.
And hello. I didn't know, so he moves on to the next. Oh, oh,
Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to comment on the blueberry coffee that Dawn is having an aneurysm about.
Yes.
They have delicious blueberry coffee at 7-Eleven, and you add French vanilla creamer, and it is so good. You need to try
thank
it.
Thank you, but you lost me at 7-Eleven.
All right, now we did also get...
Because I've had 7-Eleven coffee back in the day.
Recently?
When I, no.
Me too. In, okay, I don't know. Maybe
listen,
they've upgraded.
Back in the day when I was a smoker. It was like, and I say this in a positive way, it was like mud. It was strong.
That's what you
and
want.
That's what I wanted with my cigarette, right? Yeah. So that in combination of blueberry is making me want to vomit even more.
We got an email from Kimberly who says blueberry. Blueberry's amazing, but you'll drink that nasty-ass pumpkin spice OMG.
Yes, because pumpkin spice goes with coffee. Blueberry doesn't. Blueberry is amazing as a flavor. I love fresh blueberries, and I love a blueberry flavor. I just... I'm going to say I don't like it in my coffee, even though I've never tried
good.
It.
Good. That's perfect. Rounding out the Dunkin' new summer menu includes several new and returning items. There's the watermelon burst donut that's filled with watermelon-flavored jelly and coated in sweet red sugar.
I don't need
that in my life.
What the hell?
Donuts.
Then there's the chocolate chunk cookie.
There
it's
we
got
go.
It's got chunks of morsels of chocolate, pretzel bits.
Oh.
And
what?
There's also the kiwi watermelon Dunkin' refresher. Which is available in either green tea or lemonade.
Oh, all right. Okay.
And if you're craving something with a bit more nutritional value.
At Dunkin' Donuts.
Yes.
Oh,
I'm
nice.
Reading their press release for you. There's the Green Goddess Wrap, which is just a burrito with a different name, served at room temperature. A savory sandwich packed with egg whites, sun-dried tomatoes, spinach feta, and herbaceous dressing.
Ooh.
Goes perfect with blueberry coffee.
Yes, it does.
There it is. Exactly.
Perfect balance.
Oh,
watching
my
figure.
Yes.
Let's play the pressure cooker right now. We have a pair of tickets for you to see George Lopez at Hard Rock Live Sacramento on Saturday night, September 21st. You're qualified for the grand prize drawing if you win tickets for Friday morning, where you'll have those tickets upgraded to the front row. The pressure cooker is our daily trivia game that we play every single day, although we don't get a winner every single day.
We sure don't.
It's trivia. You either know it or you don't.
You know.
5 right, 30 seconds. None of that matters unless you're caller 18 right now.
You can do it.
888-989-9811. Caller 18 plays the pressure cooker.
Rob. Anybody. And Dawn. The Rob. Anybody. And Dawn Show.